It's Wednesday, October the 2nd, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. It is October. Spooky season is here.
Did you change your Twitter name to something spooky?
No, I'm on it. I should add a pumpkin, though.
How dare you?
I should do that, right?
You gotta change it to something spooky.
How am I gonna spookify Vince?
Vince? I don't know. Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my brain hurt trying to think of stuff. Like I got like a pain in like the upper front.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that one's hard. Vincent, maybe?
What?
If you use the whole name, maybe it's easier.
Vincent? Yeah. Please. I'm here all day. Like if you got something. I've been down this road for the past decade. And I just found that adding the pumpkin.
Scarcent? No.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
No, that one's bad.
Oh, God.
Skeleton?
Wow.
And then. Scarechez?
Wow.
Skeleton? Oh, Scarechez.
You are reaching. You are reaching. You're doing that Michael Jordan Space Jam. Half court dunk reach.
That's what everyone's name is. Everyone's is stretching for the spook. Mine's stretching for the spook.
What's yours?
Oh, I gotta pull it up. I forgot. It's
Anthony.
It's a stretch though.
Is it Anthony?
Anthony Scareluco.
Wow. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. No. It's. I just. No. Just add the pumpkin. Call it a day. Maybe I'll just make mine something like a latte. Like pumpkin spice latte, something like that. I'll do something.
Okay. Yeah. I'll accept it.
Yeah?
I'll accept it.
Yeah. Sure.
I gotta think of one for you.
Now. I'll just put like a Starbucks emoticon beside my name.
You know what, man? It's been slow at work. I'll put some time aside.
Oh, shit.
I'll try and brainstorm some ideas for you.
Thanks. Do you like the Halloween season?
I do like the Halloween season. My whole thing is I love giving out candy.
Oh.
Right? I love seeing all the different costumes, like what changes year over year.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, like my neighborhood now is just all older people. So I don't get a lot of like people come to the door anymore. And if I do, it's very lazy teenagers.
I see.
Who come in like a t-shirt. Like, one guy came in no costume. Like, his friends at least had a mask.
Yeah.
And he had no costume. I gave his friends candy. I told him to try harder.
Okay. Okay. I love this time of year. I would say this is probably thematically my favorite time of year. But I think it's one of those things where it's definitely a Canadian thing because we have Thanksgiving in here as well.
True.
Right? Like, if there wasn't Thanksgiving in October...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would say that as like, this is my favorite time of year.
The weather's also kind of perfect.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm pretty basic in that. Like when people ask me what's my favorite season, I say fall and they give me the reason. I'm like, cause I like the colors.
Yeah.
Right.
I think my favorite holiday time is Christmas.
See, as I've gotten older, no. Cause for me, Christmas has become more, I guess, or at least in my family, Thanksgiving is like more about family and Christmas has always become more about like a couple's thing now.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, even now that I'm single, it's even more apparent to me that Christmas is like the couple's.
Are you prepping up for Sad Day?
I can't wait. Cannot wait.
I can see that, but I don't know. For me, Christmas is, again, the colors.
White
Christmas lights,
white
snow.
Oh yeah, no, thematically, right? Like it's beautiful.
And then also just like the spirit of giving.
Yeah.
Even if you're not actually
giving,
like it's just it's supposed to be this like joyous occasion.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like yeah, I guess again in my family, like especially as we've gotten older, people have stopped coming to like Christmas.
Oh.
And when I ask why, it's like, oh, it's because I'm with my significant other at their family's Christmas, right? And again, like it's kind of again distilled into we have our own lives with our own
lame
with our own like loved ones or like
ugh.
Or like some of them are just like it's just gonna be me and the wife, like
gross.
Yeah,
what do they like, love each other?
I think so. Ugh. Again, it's
ugh.
It's like
disgusting.
Christmas is and also my favorite movie, Love Actually, is all about love at Christmas. So,
is that really your favorite movie?
Well, it's not better than Casino Royale, but it's definitely like top three for me.
Because like you own Casino Royale on UMD, like
that's not out of choice.
That was out of choice.
That's not out of choice.
Like, you purchased that.
I own Love Actually digitally on the iTunes store.
So what you're telling me is that I gotta buy you Love Actually on UMD.
Yeah, good fucking luck. Good luck.
I wonder if I can find like an eBay lot of just like every UMD movie ever released.
Wow, that'd be something. Can you look at HD DVD while we're at it?
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah.
I want one of those.
Oh really?
Those like disc drives.
Yeah.
UMD.
But yeah, no, I love the Halloween season. I love the whole spookiness. I love the scariness. I love it when people really get into the spirit, and I love it when you're walking down the street and it's all thematically scary. I think I'm gonna make an effort this year to really like decorate my workspace
mm-hmm.
to be just Fright Zone and Candy Zone. I'm gonna do that.
No, good for you.
I'm gonna go do a Costco run, buy some Oreos, some Viva Puffs, full size chocolate bars.
I'm gonna do what I do every year in my office, is because I work with the majority of women.
Yes.
Is I'm gonna load up on chocolate, yeah. but not eat any of it. And then just watch as they all complain about eating chocolate.
Yeah. So I didn't tell you this, but I have a new office.
Yes.
But I have a spare desk. And like it's a large office.
Mm-hmm.
I have a spare desk in there. I think I'm just gonna throw all the snacks on there. It's just me continuously
do it.
Loaded with
like
shit.
Sprinkle it. Like yeah. pepper it with
like
some
it's
snacks.
Gonna it's gonna be an event.
Yeah. I gotta say, these facts.
Yeah.
They keep
Holy
going.
Holy shit. Like it's 9:30 at night. Who's faxing?
Paul Chu. Listen, we have the Facebook. Stop fucking faxing us.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Well, listener will just have to deal with that in the background.
Yeah, we'll have to deal with it too.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, Halloween, cool. All right. You called him my name, and you're right. This just in.
Like, actually, as soon as we sat down to record, Paul Chu has written in a question.
Yeah, question to Chu on. Speaking of dropping 6 episodes at the same time, what are your thoughts on binge watching?
Huh.
Before the Netflix-type presentation became normalized, TV marathons were fun when they happened to be something you like. When I'm sick, I love nothing more than to lay on my couch with a Parks and Rec marathon, which Vince totally needs to watch instead of rewatching The Office. I do. I really want to watch Parks and Rec. I admit that part of the allure of TV on DVD was that I could power through a show that I liked. I watched the first season of Lost in 34 hours straight.
Holy shit.
Binging the latest season of a show is great for making an event out of it, but as far as really digesting the material, it's not great. Some creators are even taking the binge into account and structuring their storytelling so they're no longer really episodic. That are just arbitrary places to cut up a long story. Hmm. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Having said all that, what do you think the best way to present episodic shows is? Is binging the way of the future? Should creators then adjust their style accordingly? Or is it better to have episodic television watched in a traditional format? For the purposes of the question, let's just assume the extremes. People can certainly watch Netflix show week after week, but let's assume they don't do that for this question.
If you're talking about pure episodic content, I feel that the best way to watch it is not to binge it.
And that's what he's saying. Like shows, so then if that's the case, should shows then adjust their storytelling so that they're not structured like episodes, but instead?
I think that depends on how you want to tell your story. Like, does your story fit that kind of a structure? Like, are you telling something that's gonna take a little bit more time than half an hour to explain out? So then maybe really, one episode is actually two episodes, so you extend it out. I don't know. In my mind, there's no reason why you should have to change your style to be bingeable, right? Because the people who are going to binge are going to binge. And the people who want to, like, kind of take a break keep on it on a cliffhanger, mm-hmm. talk about it with friends.
Mm.
Keeping that episodic makes it more suspenseful, I guess.
Mm.
I don't know. At a certain point, if you're writing shows, if you're writing episodic shows in preparation for someone to binge it, you're just writing a really long movie.
Yes.
Right? The fuck?
I can't believe it's still going.
It just keeps going.
I don't know what's happening, but yeah, it'll run out of paper soon.
So yeah, it depends on if you think that your story will suffer from that.
Yeah.
This is a hard question because I don't write shows,
mm-hmm.
but I've always been the fan of watch a couple episodes here or there, whether you binge it or not, and then leave some to discuss.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of the whole reason we have this podcast or like Anime Club.
Yeah.
Right. We watch these shows. We have a discussion on it. You talk about it with friends. Then you come back the next week excited. It's like an event.
Yeah.
There's something about saying like, oh, I got through that show all at once and mm-hmm. it's over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But for some reason, it like almost cheapens the experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Like I think I've definitely talked about this in the past before, but like I've never been a fan of binging shows. I've always preferred just watching it. Like on whatever structural format that has been presented to me,
mm-hmm.
but that's because I've always been like I love being part of the zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. Like I like watching it when it's on, and then talking with others about it. Like I live for that. Like the classic water cooler discussion about yep. last night's episode of whatever. I live for that, and I really hate how nowadays it doesn't happen anymore.
That was the thing I was going to bring up, which is I think that the broader topic here is that how binging shows has kind of killed
yeah.
any sort of discussion yeah. in the workplace with yeah. friends. Because not only is it like, oh, I finished the whole show in like one fucking day.
Yeah.
Or it could just be like, oh, what episode are you on?
Yeah, it's like, oh.
I'm on 10, you're on 8. Oh,
okay. And like, it's weird. Like, it's very rare that you're ever going to find someone's like, who's at the exact same place as you.
Yep. Unless you like make a pact preemptively.
Yeah. And at that point it's also just hard.
Yeah.
but like, so that's why like one of the things that keeps me going with anime is that it's still weekly.
Yeah.
Right. And like, TJ's not here, but every week me and TJ will still talk about whatever anime we're watching.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
we always talk about it. And, yeah, like I really enjoy that. There's some people at work who I'm able to do that with now with anime, but it's,
shout out to Crunchyroll.
Yeah, but it's like when Game of Thrones is on, it's crazy, right? Like mm-hmm. everyone's talking about it. Like it's the cultural moment. Like I do really enjoy that.
Yeah, I personally like so recently. Good, this will go into my week later. But like I was trying to watch Terrace House.
Yeah.
Right. And like my one friend, I was like, hey, like you watched it, right? Because we're all out for dinner for another friend's birthday. It's like she's like, oh yeah. I watched the whole thing. I'm like, already? She's like, yeah, I just set aside a day. And I just watched it all. I'm like, well, I can't talk to you about anything. Because I yeah. just watched, like, the first episode.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So that kind of sucks.
Yeah, right? Like, it's, I don't know. I agree with you. I don't think, you know, shows need to be restructured in a way that benefits the binging experience. Because
Binger's gonna binge.
Yeah. Like, whether you change it or not, it's gonna happen.
Yeah. Like, look at Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
Like, that show got hugely popular on streaming services.
Yeah.
But everyone I know that watches it watches us, like, a season at a time.
Yeah.
Right?
I will say, like sitcoms kind of don't have to really worry about being, like, the binging experience. Because
yeah.
they're all just little pieces of...
Yeah.
Right?
Sometimes there's an overarching story, but...
For the most part, everything is pretty standalone. That's why you can do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely feel like when I binge an actual show, yeah, this thing's amazing.
It just keeps going.
Yeah.
The fuck?
I don't know. I feel like some old man just on the other end of this was like, oh, this is a fax machine.
Yeah. What about 99?
He just keeps hitting the start button. It's like, I don't know if it's working. Yeah. But yeah, no, like when it comes to like a real show, like I think that when you binge through it, you definitely lose a bit just because nothing gets to settle, nothing gets to digest, and like you run through all your emotions so fast,
yeah,
that it's kind of less impactful on you.
Yeah. I could totally see that.
Yeah, like I think he talks about the Lost when it was on. Mm-hmm. I watched that weekly. And yeah, that show I definitely think means more in my memory because mm-hmm. of I stuck with it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if I were to just watch it all in one go,
that's a lot to
take in. You know, and so yeah. I don't know. Binging is here. It's I don't think it's going away, but I still prefer the old methods.
Yeah, I would definitely rather watch a show episodically and discuss it with people.
Yeah.
Again, I might not be in a certain demo because we have this podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just also think, again, I think the biggest point you made is the most important point, which is it makes things less impactful.
Yeah.
If you create some sort of like epic drama and I just binge through 12 hours of what is supposed to be like, I take this 1 hour piece of drama, then like think about it and go, oh fuck, that was crazy. But it happens over and over and over and over again. Eventually yeah. you just kind of get desensitized.
Yeah.
And you just don't care.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah. I think binging can actually ruin the way you enjoy a show.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So there you go, guys. Binge on.
I guess.
Or not.
Sure.
I don't know. Do what you want.
Yeah. It's free country, man. Do whatever.
It's time for picks.
You want to go?
What did I put on?
Huh?
What did I pick? I can't remember.
You want me to go through the YouTube history?
Oh, right. I remember my pick. So, the summer anime season has come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And with it, the end of one of my favorite shows of the year. Demon Slayer.
Is it over already?
It is over. Damn. Episode 26 over.
26?
Yeah.
I'm so far behind.
Yeah.
Time to binge.
And what you need to know is that it ends right at the beginning of a very important arc.
Okay.
Like it sets up and introduces the next phase,
mm-hmm.
but it's the end of the series. And so instead of a new season, what they've done is they announced immediately at the end that there is the Demon Slayer movie.
Mm.
The Infinity Train.
The Mugen Train?
Yes, the Mugen Train arc. And it deals with fire. All the fire.
I don't know who that guy is. He just looks like a lion.
Yeah, so it's all one little set. So I guess instead of like the next five episodes, we're gonna get this movie.
That's fair.
And then the only thing about this movie is that you definitely have to have seen the series. Like it is,
or it'll make no sense.
Yeah, like it's not one of those movies where it's like, oh, this happened in a pocket of time in between episodes 16 and 17.
Oh, it's actually story.
Yeah, like this is the next arc. Learn it, and we'll come back and revise later.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, I'm excited. I don't know when it's coming out.
So it's a Kamen Rider movie.
Yes. Like, it means something, but if you miss it...
It might not be.
Yeah, but then when you see him use the power that he gains from the movie later on, you'll be like, oh, that's where that's from. That's okay. Why he knows how to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, exciting.
That's all I got?
I want to say so, yeah, yeah.
All right,
That's it. Yeah.
I'm going to start off with some TV stuff. Stranger Things Season 4 got announced.
It sure did.
Did you finish 3?
No, I didn't even start it.
Neither did I.
Yep.
How time flies. Apex Season 3 is a thing.
Oh, yes.
Apex Season 3 introduces a new character called Crypto. He has a drone that can scout out different enemies. He can EMP blast traps, which is kind of the meta right now.
Yep.
Because of Winston and, what's his name, Caustic?
Yep.
And he's looking really cool. Sure but is. The biggest thing about Season 3 is that there's a new map.
A new map.
It's called the Meltdown. And there's a lot of different... It just looks right. I don't want to say it's coming closer to Fortnite.
Yeah.
But it is definitely a brighter map. just completely new. There's different areas, and in the lore, it's at the because the what's it called, those like towers or whatever got taken down in the last season.
Mm.
This season, it changed up the map, and so they're like, we got to go somewhere else. With that comes new battle pass, new whatever. But I want to talk about this because I think Apex is slowly becoming like, or slowly becoming, I think, what they originally wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because this game started off pretty boring. Like, it was very brown.
Mm.
Like, none of the cosmetics were fantastic.
Nope.
The game, like, the only thing it had going for it was the gameplay, which arguably is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a free-to-play game. Mm-hmm. And if you want to maximize on those microtransactions, you really got to make yourself stand out, right?
Yeah.
There's always going to be, like, the pros and stuff. We're going to be like, oh, I use this skin because it blends into the map the best or whatever and stuff like that. But I think most people want the fucking wild-ass ice blue costumes, and even though they're not seeing it on themselves, but whatever.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see this game come into its own, even though it took almost a whole year after release.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's cool. I like the new character. He seems really interesting.
It's ironic that they the theme of this is like icy.
Why?
Considering how, you know, the community has cooled off.
Ha! Bananas. God damn it. I don't even know how to transition from that. Fuck you. Speaking of cooling, I don't know what I'm gonna do here.
Heat things back up. Come on.
All right. You know, remember Alpha Dream?
No. What the fuck?
They're the studio behind all the Mario and Luigi JRPGs on the Switch or in the Nintendo 3DS. Yeah. Well, they went bankrupt.
What?
Yeah. As of March 2018, according to Yahoo Japan, apparently Alpha Dream was 400 million yen or $3.7 million in debt.
Well, that sucks. Get fucked.
Yeah, pretty much. So, what was it? I think they released the remake with like three Super Mario JRPGs all in one.
Okay.
Recently. But yeah.
Tell me more.
They didn't sell.
Oh.
They're going bankrupt.
What would be?
And you should have bought the games. Everyone talks about them. I never heard of anybody buying them, but whatever.
I bought them up until Bowser's Inside Story.
I heard that's like the best one.
Oh, well. Get wrecked.
So speaking of leaving, Sony has announced that Sean Layden is leaving Sony.
Good. I always hated that guy. He was the fucking worst.
Why? He's so passionate about this.
No, he was like, oh, I hated him. He always came off so fake to me.
He was all business and didn't actually give a shit about
games. Yeah, and he's like, games.
Okay, what are these children's toys?
Isn't that exciting? We love you, gamers.
Gamers.
Fuck you, Sean Layden. Get out.
Gamers, more like gamers. Am I right?
We love it when you give us your money.
Well, you don't have to worry about it because he's gone.
Good.
No more.
Good.
No more. I don't even know, like, this state of play thing. Like, they didn't even have a press conference, right? So.
Yeah, and they pulled out E3, right?
Yeah. So I don't even know if Sony's doing that shit anymore.
Yeah, I guess they don't need. Well, I'm sure he had more responsibilities than just being the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sure he was a competent man at his job.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
I think he was just not great at the presenting portion
of
the
job. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Poor Sean Layden. We're just shitting on him for no reason.
Whatever. He's not listening to this.
Yeah, true. You know, this is why he quit.
He's like, this is why he quit?
He's like, these guys don't talk about me enough. And then when they do talk about me, they just shit on me. This fucking Vince guy. Oh. I gotta quit now.
He just reminds me of like a midget Hitler. What?
Like if Hitler was kind of bigger.
Yeah, and shorter.
Oh, you're so mean. Why are you so mean?
Whatever.
Speaking of mean, Hayao Miyazaki was offered to do a Hollywood version of Nausicaa Valley of the Wind.
Ooh. And he shut that shit down, didn't he?
He said, fuck that noise. Hollywood's gonna ruin that shit. But you know what he did accept recently?
What?
A kabuki version of Nausicaa and the Wind. There's really not much other information on it. The kabuki version is gonna run in Tokyo from December 6th to the 25th.
Wow.
But there's gonna be a kabuki version of Nausicaa Valley of the Wind.
So Nausicaa Valley of the Wind is like the... It is the black sheep of the...
Oh, yeah, most definitely. This and, like, was it The Cat Returns?
Yeah. If you know somebody who's like, this one's my favorite, you know they are trying just a little too hard.
Yeah. They're kind of a hipster. It's like, yeah, it's got really good art. Like, the animation's fucking bananas.
I only say this because someone actually brought that up to me recently. And I'm like, they're like, oh, Ghibli films are great, but, you know, have you seen Nausicaa, Valley of the Wind? That's the best masterpiece. And, like, that's how they're talking.
Like, unsolicited?
Yeah. Like... And I'm like... I was looking at them like, fuck you.
You fucking hipster. You're just trying too hard.
Yeah, I'm like, stop trying.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
I guess keeping on the farewell train, Japan has marked the end of pagers.
What?
Yeah.
They had pagers still?
They still had pagers.
What?
The company Tokyo Telemessage Inc., the country's last pager service, began shutting down all radio signals late yesterday. And at the time of this article, yesterday was literally yesterday. So 2 days ago, as of this recording. And
that saddens me.
Pagers will no longer work because they're not supporting the technology anymore in Japan.
Holy shit.
And with that, they had a traditional Japanese funeral
for pagers. Whoa.
They let people come up. You could offer flowers. You could pray in front of the pager. And on the pager's tombstone was apparently the...
This was government sanctioned?
Yeah. No. I think it was just that company.
Okay. Well, but, whatever.
Yeah. But the on the funeral's pager headstone were the numbers 114-1064, which in Japanese translates to Aishiterio, which is I love you.
Cute.
It's like,
why didn't they just put 147?
Ichion.
No, wasn't that old pager slang, right?
But this is Japanese pager slang. Right, you're thinking American pager slang. Yeah. This is Japanese.
Wait, is it 147? I can't remember. I don't know.
If you're old enough to remember pagers, like us,
yeah.
What are you doing listening to this podcast? Come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, I think the biggest news there is that
my bad.
Pagers were still fucking working.
My bad. It's 143.
143. Why is it 143?
That's just it. That's the beeper code. Yeah. Oh. 143.
All right. Okay. Pokemon the anime is getting a new season. You know, like Ash is finally the Pokemon League master.
Yeah.
At least in the Tropical League. And with that comes a new season and also a new protagonist with, I think his name is Go. His name is Go.
Go.
He is also a 10-year-old boy who aspires of catching them all, where his partner Pokemon is Scorbunny, the bunny with the Band-Aid on its face.
Yeah, it's not a new Pokemon, is it?
It's not. But here's the thing. People are rumored, speculating, that they're going to get rid of Ash, that they're going to get rid of Satoshi.
You know what? It's about fucking time.
How fucking dare you say in my presence?
It's about time.
How dare you?
Listen, Ty from Digimon.
Yeah?
Went to fucking college.
Yeah, because he grew a scrub. Up. He gave up on his dreams.
No, he came back and he won and then he left. Yugi
constantly became an adult.
Yes, all the time. And then he found a kid and he's like, you do it now.
And he's like, also, duel on this motorcycle.
Yeah. I'll come back when you need me, but I'm really not going to come back.
FYI.
Yeah.
But Ash has just kept going. He's just persevered through the years. I don't actually see them getting rid of Ash or Satoshi, however you want to say this.
Listen, Pokemon died when they kicked out Brock.
What if I told you they brought Brock back?
They did, and then they kicked him out.
Yeah, they did. also, the other thing is, over the years, Ash has somehow gotten younger. Through his art style?
Yeah. Oh, man. So that's what happens when you have 20 years of experience as a 10-year-old.
Yeah, you get younger, apparently.
God, it's those Asian genes.
If only.
I hope that's the twist. Like, he's secretly 30, but he's just...
so young, like, looking. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's happening. I don't think they're gonna get rid of, I don't think they're gonna get rid of him at all.
I want them to.
Really?
And then I want them to get rid of him just so they can give him a reason to grow up.
Oh, and then like a time skip?
And then like, in 5 years we have the Pokemon movie, Ash Returns. And he's just older.
Okay. Okay. The last one I have is actually a very interesting one to me in terms of Twitch. So a while ago, I think maybe last year, this CSGO streamer, Phantom Lord, he was banned because he was using a CSGO gambling site where you could like pay money to have the chance at winning crates or CSGO skins and whatever.
Okay.
2 years after that, in 2018, he sued Twitch for loss of income damages incurred from what he now claims was a wrongful ban. Then Twitch countersued, saying that he had, he is supposed to be banned. It's totally fine. That he violated multiple Twitch, like, rules and stuff like that. But the big thing here is... in the Twitch contract, I think when you become a partner, or when you at least agree to use the website, that there is a clause in there saying that if you sue Twitch, you are now not allowed, if you win, to ask for anything over $50,000 in reimbursement or in damages.
Okay.
Right? Because they just put that in there. Mm-hmm. They're like, listen, if you try and sue us, your maximum output is, or your maximum output is like 50 G's. Mm-hmm. That's it. Recently, a judge has actually deemed that as, quote, overly harsh, unreasonable, and unfairly one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
There is no limit to... there should be no reason to limit Varga to a $50,000, not reward, but suit settlement.
Yeah.
When he might as well be entitled to a much larger sum.
Yes.
He said that it was unconscionable language.
Ooh, big words.
Which is pretty crazy because over the years, companies have been putting in these types of things into their end user agreements, right? Yeah. It's like those things where it's like, I forget. It's like, yeah, if you try and you're not allowed to sue us, or like if you get injured from using our product, you're fully liable or whatever. And some of that stuff holds, but sometimes companies like Twitch go a little bit too far. And this is kind of the first ruling in the new era that I know of where a judge has come out and said, like, what the fuck is this garbage?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a groundbreaking thing in terms of law for Twitch and people who make money off of what is essentially a gig economy.
Yeah.
Right? I just thought it was a really interesting new story. I'm not going to go into it any further here just because it's a lot of legalese and it's not very exciting to listen to, but it is definitely a very interesting story to try and catch up on if you're interested.
Cool.
Just because, yeah, it is the first big thing of a judge being like, that's fucking crazy, you're dumb, and just not letting them have their way.
That sounds pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And those are my picks. It's been a pretty slow week for news.
I'll round it out with a last trailer. Darn Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yes.
Six Underground.
Michael Bay has been relegated to Netflix movies.
Yes. And that's okay. Because this is the story about what happens when you die.
What happens when I die?
Freedom.
Freedom? I thought freedom. I'm dead, though.
No, man. When I say you die, I mean, like, we fake your death so we can put you in the secret Black Ops division.
Oh, the cool death.
Yeah. Oh,
I want the cool death.
You are so free. No more weddings. No more office parties. Just killing.
Just murder.
Just murder.
And the world's strongest magnet.
Yes. Fast cars and hot girls. That is the life you lead now.
Bright pink fucking gas masks.
Yeah. This movie looks wild.
Is it out?
No, December.
Okay.
Yes, it definitely looks like a Fast and the Furious wannabe starring Ryan Reynolds, mm-hmm. directed by Michael Bay.
Yeah.
And if you think all those things sound great...
You're right.
You're right. The trailer looks pretty great.
Tons of Dutch angles, yeah. insane close-ups, a lot of spiral cam.
And you're right. You brought something up. You know, yes, explosions, but Michael Bay's got this fascination with magnets.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't... No.
There's a whole part of this trailer dedicated to probably what is just one scene in the movie.
Yeah. One of the greatest scenes in the movie, we'll say.
I don't even... They say grenade, and then the magnet pulls every single person to that wall.
Oh, except for this, our six heroes.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. right?
Because they knew.
They knew there was a magnet there.
Yeah.
But then also, the grenade doesn't explode. And if the grenade got pulled to that, wouldn't a bunch of the innocents that are also on that boat also just die?
Maybe no one on that boat was innocent.
What if I told you no one's innocent? No one in this world.
That's a little too deep.
We all have our sins, Vince.
Like, what is the barometer on that one about innocence, right? Like, you know, like, what's the scale on that? Because I feel like I would just be... pinging, being like, yeah, that one's dead.
Oh, yeah, you get smited from a holy light.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my time has come. I knew it.
Yeah, well, okay.
I knew I should have waited till marriage!
Ooh, let's not get started on that one. That's a touchy subject.
Yeah, this, it looks so nice. And in true Michael Bay fashion, there's not much to talk about.
No, there isn't.
Like, bro, there's a new Michael Bay movie. It looks bananas. Does it look like the other Michael Bay movies? Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. I don't know what to think.
Yeah, and I think at this point, Ryan Reynolds has just been typecast as Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like, that's really all he does. In any, even the fucking Pikachu movie.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds plays Ryan Reynolds. He doesn't have to act anymore.
Except when he reveals himself at the end.
Of what?
Of Pikachu.
Oh, yeah. For what? The 30 seconds he's in that
scene? Yeah, then he's not. He's actually just not Ryan Reynolds. He's just some average dude.
That's a pretty good looking average dude.
I mean, yes, you are right. I mean, he's an average dad. No. He's a
I've good... seen some average dads. They do not look like Ryan Reynolds.
He's a good looking dad.
He's a good looking dad.
Yeah, okay.
He is, I think, what the ladies refer to as a DILF.
Oh, is that what they like?
Yeah. Come on.
All right, I guess that's the end game.
That's the end game grind for life.
Yeah.
Become a DILF.
Yeah. Have kids. Become DILF.
Be DILF ad infinity until death.
But yeah, no, this movie looks wild.
It looks so dumb.
We'll check it out.
I can't wait to love it.
We're going to check it out in December. We're going to love it.
It's going to be so good.
I hope so. It's gonna be so dumb.
Did the El Camino movie come out?
No, that's next week. Okay. The 10th, I think.
Okay. We gotta watch that too.
I think next week we're doing Joker.
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
Joker.
The movie that is, for some reason, news outlets are saying will cause mass shootings everywhere.
Oh, it's Grand Theft Auto again.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, better to be in the movies and not the video games.
Did you see the the writer for that movie? He had a article, I think it was the Vanity Fair, what he was saying.
I think it was something like he
used, because he wrote The Hangover, he wrote, yeah, a bunch, he's of like, big,
he's
like, comedies.
He's like, I stopped doing comedies because of the PC culture.
Yeah that's wild.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess, yeah, like, you know what, it's true. It just, even in day-to-day, right, it's hard to get away with certain jokes now.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
Like, obviously, being more sensitive to different cultures is not bad. I don't know. I'm just always I'm the proponent on the extreme of, like, you should be able to say whatever you want.
Uh-oh. Well, I wouldn't follow you there, but okay.
Like, that's, like, I don't think you should be able to go to jail for words.
Okay.
If you're inciting violence, then yes, there's an issue. But if you're just like, oh, I'm a fucking old racist guy who just says shit. And it's like, you know what? That guy's an old racist guy. Fuck him.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. People have feelings.
Since when?
I gotta start a few after this.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a touchy topic, but it was an interesting article, nonetheless.
Yeah.
And all the reactions to it were also very interesting.
Yes. Okay, that's our picks.
Yeah.
Let's check out our weeks.
Dude.
Yo.
Remember Monster Hunter?
Yes.
I'm still playing Monster
Hunter. Damn! Good for you. Good for you.
So I did some of the Guiding Lands, which is the end game content for Monster Hunter.
For hunting the monsters.
So, things I've realized. I still have question mark monsters, or question mark equipment in my weapon tree.
Nice!
Right? So still some content to go.
Nice!
The Guiding Lands are where I unlock that content.
Yeah.
So it is one map.
Yeah.
Each section of the map has a different theme.
Okay.
So you can go from like the Coral Highlands to the Ancient Forest to the desert all in one map.
Okay.
But the thing here is that depending on what monsters you kill, where you kill them, and where you engage them, you level up different areas of your Guiding Lands. And the only way to get certain monsters to show up is to have certain areas leveled up.
Damn. Sounds like a lot of work.
It's a lot of micromanagement.
Oh.
And it's a lot of just fighting things that normally you wouldn't fight. Because it's like an expedition. So every time you defeat a monster, you kill it, you get the rewards, and then you can go to your handler in one of the camps. And that handler will give you quest rewards. But when the quest rewards are all handed out and done, you go back into the map and you just keep going.
Oh, cool.
You just go forever. So theoretically, you could just hunt until you have no more items, right? You have no more potions or something. Mm. And it's really made certain play sessions like just nonstop. It's like, oh, I got 2 hours. I'm going to bust out a monster hunt. It's just 2 hours straight of hunting monsters. They do give you certain items that will help you along your journey. So every monster now has Guiding Land exclusive items.
Oh, that's how you get certain parts?
That's how you get certain parts. It's also how you augment your, like, rarity 12 weapons.
Oh, that's how they do the augments then? Oh, so okay.
The augments aren't just, like, a slot and then put it in. You have the slot, but you also have, like, I think the high-end weapons have, like, they're, like, almost like slot. There's not a slot, but it's a slot. No, it's I don't know how to explain it. So, like, you know how the old weapons, they had, like, a bar? Right, it was a blank bar, and you could fill in that bar. Yeah. These ones have like little dots of like it's like a like, five empty
like materia,
kind of.
Oh,
and so like if I want the health regen augment, it's three slots.
Oh, so it takes up right. But you could fill in the other two with some more basic.
Yeah,
oh.
And then weapons that aren't rarity 12, like say like 10 or 11 or whatever, you can like customize them, so you can add different monster parts to your weapon that give it different properties.
Does
so
it change the look?
I don't know yet because I haven't actually successfully made one.
Oh.
I just unlocked the ability to do it. So apparently if I get, say, enough Barioth jaws, right, I can put it on a lance I own and get a defense bonus.
Oh!
So you can customize your weapons in different ways.
That sounds cool.
It does sound cool. I look at the end game grind and it's like, fuck, there's a lot of game here just to really cement your builds.
Yeah.
Like I really want this to do one thing and one thing only, and just being able to min max that is going to be a shit ton of work.
Wow.
Because not only have I found that, but also, you know how there's those level 4 gems?
Yeah.
And sometimes you get the expert gem and it gives you 2 expert slots.
Yeah.
What if I told you that there's hard versions?
What?
So I got some jewels recently that are hard, like hard something plus.
Yeah.
Right? It's a 4 slot gem, but it says hard in front of it and it gives you 3 of that skill instead of 2.
Ooh, that's some gem hunting.
I don't know if that extends out to every skill,
Wow.
But if it does, if you really want to be optimal, you want that hard attack plus. Yeah. You want that hard affinity plus.
Wow. Sounds good.
There's a lot of video game here.
Sounds like it. Wow.
So I've completed every single master rank 1 to 4, I believe.
1 to 4. Okay, yeah.
And then 5 and 6, I'm still working on.
Okay.
Because you need to do all the Guiding Lands. So in the Guiding Lands, once you meet a Zenogre, which I fought.
Yeah.
And he's a fucking beast.
Yeah.
If you capture them, you unlock the Special Arena version in your optional quests.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? So there's so much to do. There's so much to do. I saw a fucking quest. I have no clue if this is like the final quest in the game or whatever, but it was a SOS. I couldn't join it. It was fight a tempered Teostra, Kusha, and Lunestra, and then a Ruiner Nergigante.
Whoa.
I don't know if it's in a row, so if it's all at once.
Yeah.
But it seemed like a fucked quest.
Wow.
And they're like the first three are all tempered, and then the last one's just normal.
Fun.
Sounds insane.
Sounds like you need a group.
It does. Hey Vince. Hey, how's it going?
So you know that Bracadillos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't fought him yet.
Oh my god. Come on. Come
on. I'm doing my best.
No, you're not. You're not even trying.
What? I'm out there.
I haven't seen you log in. And when you are logged in, it says that it's nothing under your name. So obviously you're not even playing a game. You're watching some dumb show. How dare you?
I'm trying, man. I'm out there. Are you? Yeah. To be honest, if you see me logged in and there's nothing on there, it's probably because I'm not even home.
Oh, you just left it on by accident?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I've been playing more Monster Hunter, man. It's been going. I tried to make a dual blade set.
Yes.
To go back to that. I fought Lunestra.
Mm.
She just fucking demolished me.
Nice.
So right now my next goal is to fight Teostra Master Rank. I'm gonna make his armor, I'm gonna make a blast set, and I'm gonna try and get that fire resistance, because man, there's a lot of fire weak monsters in this game, in this expansion.
I see.
Yeah. When you fight Lunestra, you need all of the fire resistance you can get.
Mm. Cool.
So yeah, there's that. And I guess, what else did I do? One more game I played was called Alien Nation.
I've heard of this.
It's on the PS Quadruple.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I bought it because it's on sale right now for those like Games of the Century sale. It's like $5 or something. But it's a twin stick shooter.
Uh-huh.
I think made by the guys who did like Dead Nation and stuff. Remember that? Remember Dead Nation?
Oh, yeah.
That's also on sale for $5.
Yeah, it's okay.
So I'm playing Alien Nation, and it is, yeah, again, it's a top-down shooter. It is multiplayer. I don't know if you can do couch co-op, but you can definitely play online. And in the future, aliens came to Earth. The government tried to hide it, and then it was too late, and they took over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And humanity's last bastion of hope is exoskeletons.
Exoskeletons.
So some company made a exoskeleton that soldiers wear, and you go around blowing up different monsters. The cool thing here is that you can squad up. There's different classes.
Yeah.
But also there's like this crazy loot mechanic. You can like, it's, you know how in those like top-down shooters, it's like, oh, you got the spread gun. Oh, you got this gun. Oh, you got In this one, it's like, oh, I got the rare assault rifle. Oh, I got the blue assault rifle, the yellow assault rifle. And they all have different stats. And so they kind of added a Diablo-esque loot grinding element to it.
That sounds fun.
Which I think will improve replayability. But so far I played it for maybe like an hour. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It is, but it is definitely one of those games where I would rather be playing it with friends and with people than playing it by myself. Yeah, 4-player. And I would definitely rather be playing it with people than by myself.
No, okay.
For sure. Hopefully I can find some people who are playing it or just go online. For some reason, I just kept matching with people from Brazil.
Oh.
They really love that game, apparently. Those Brazilians, they fucking love Alien Nation. But it's pretty good. For $5, you could do a lot worse. It is a fun top down shoot 'em up.
Good to know.
And I think that's it. Mm-hmm. I had a very boring week in terms of hobbies.
Yeah.
I went out a bunch.
Yep.
Had a lot of birthday parties.
Yep. I think I was there for one of them.
Oh yeah, you were there for one of them. So yeah, there's a lot of I pulled a U. A lot of socializing.
Oh.
It was a lot of not being nerdy.
Oh, yeah.
Which was
yeah
unfortunate. Oh, shit. That's what I did. I played the greatest game of them all.
Uh-oh.
Game Boy Camera.
Oh. Oh.
Did you know Game Boy Camera has games on it?
Yeah.
I didn't. I thought it was just a camera.
No, there's mini games that involve the camera.
It does. You can put your face on stuff.
Yep.
You take some grainy-ass fucking photos.
Yep.
So I bought a while ago. I don't know if it was you or if it was TJ. One of you guys gave me a Game Boy
printer. That's mine. Yeah.
Is that yours? Yeah. You gave me a Game Boy printer.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what I need now?
A camera. I can't believe I lost mine. Yeah.
So I found one.
Yeah.
I got the yellow one.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was playing through it, and I'm like, this is fucking weird. I tried to take a picture. That shit's grainy as fuck.
Yeah.
But I think the weirdest part about it is that when I bought it, it still had all the pictures from the previous owner.
Ooh.
It was weird.
Ooh.
So it was like pictures of his family. There's one picture of just him shirtless on a couch. Nice. There's a picture of a wedding. Like, he took this thing to a wedding.
Yeah.
And took a picture of a wedding.
Yeah, it doesn't get more hipster than that.
Oh, you got that new Fujifilm? Please. I'm on that Game Boy Camera, dog.
Damn.
That part was really weird. It was like I was like peeking into someone else's life. It was really weird.
That's the best.
I didn't like it.
It's best.
I didn't like it.
Do you ever just sometimes find someone's phone and you're like, oh.
No, never.
Back in the heyday when I used to go like swap phones all the time,
mm-hmm.
I would do that like Kijiji thing where like you buy phones here, sell yours there. There's a lot of people who just did not delete their
phone. They just don't give a shit.
Or like they think they're like, I took the SIM card out, so I'm good. And I'm like,
oh, internal memory, my dude.
Yeah. And you look at him like, oh, oh.
There's some nasty shit in there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, damn. I don't know. I know where this phone's been now.
should have asked for less. that's fucking, I actually, that came up as that was a point in a previous relationship where the girl was just like, how come you never let me look through your phone?
Ooh.
And I was like,
cause, what are you hiding?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, what are you hiding? I've never asked you once to look through your phone. And she's like, yeah, that's weird.
Oh. Oh, that is weird.
Right? Like, I don't give a shit. Yeah. Your phone is your phone. Like, that's your privacy.
I think. Yeah.
Is it actually weird that I'd never asked?
No, it's not weird. Like, how serious was this relationship?
Oh, we were going out for, like, at least 10 months at that point.
Yeah, I don't think it's weird, but I don't think it's weird that you didn't ask, but yeah. I think it's okay. I think it's normal if they want, if either party wanted to go through your phone. Like,
interesting.
At that point, it's like, you guys trust each other. Like,
huh.
Right, I mean, I'm a pretty open person.
Yeah.
So like, even people I don't really know, I'm like, yeah, you want to check it out? Go for it. Okay. Knock yourself out.
See, my thing is like, even on the lock screen, I have it so that it only says a message. Like, you got a message. It doesn't tell me what the message is. Like, I have all that locked away.
Yeah. Like, I have that set too, but like, yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
What are you hiding, man?
Nothing.
Why so secret?
I'm not. I just,
bro.
Listen, I think privacy is important in a relationship.
Yeah, no.
In an era where you're connected at all times, it's okay to have your little private thing.
I think it depends on how serious this relationship was.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. If we ever make the 10-year mark, you can look through my phone.
I think I've been through your phone already.
Have you? I don't think so.
At least one of them.
I don't think so.
Or two of them.
I've only had two phones since I've known you.
Interesting. Interesting.
I had the S4 forever.
I know. I remember. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right.
The truth is out there.
That's been my week.
Cool. I was incredibly nerdy this week.
Good. Finally. You've been slacking lately.
I did the nerdiest thing one could do this week.
What?
I went to an adult jungle gym.
I don't know if that's nerdy. Like, that's very childlike, but it's also, like, really jock, you know? Because I know the reason you went. Yeah. It was to literally flex on a bunch of plebs.
Yeah. I went to this place in Etobicoke or around Toronto called Pursuit OCR, and it is an 18-plus adult obstacle course jungle gym a la American Ninja Warrior.
18-plus, so yeah. Clothes optional.
No, as in you have to be an adult, and you got to sign a handful of waivers.
Okay, okay.
So that they can't, you can't sue them. And, man, being active is very tiring.
No shit. What? No way.
Like, I know that I'm probably above average in terms of fitness, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I've done anything as exhausting as this place.
So are you saying that if you could get a gym membership there?
I would. I think I would be so shredded.
All right.
Yo,
CrossFit, bro.
Yeah, but that's just it. Like, it's the downside of this place is that it is so easy to injure yourself. And I left with, like, I ripped open calluses in my hands. I busted my knee. Like, I had a mark on my head. Like, I have bruised legs. Like,
what did you do? Just get into a fight?
That's what it looked like. And if you thought it was bad for me, the person I went with had it worse. And I felt so bad.
That's hilarious.
But I got to do a lot of cool things there that... I guess, like, in my mind, like, I was always an active kid at the park, and, like, I was always ready to do, like, I love doing, like, the monkey bars and shit.
I liked going on top of the monkey bars.
Yeah. I like doing that. I like climbing them with my feet. Like, I like doing, like, all the, like, or, like, the rings. Like,
yeah.
Like, all that
back
stuff.
Back when you were young.
Yeah, and I was like, I wonder if I could still do this kind of stuff.
Nope.
No, so I went there, and I'm like, I can still do this kind
of
stuff.
Oh, nice.
And there's a... They have other things there. Like, they have, like the vertical wall to see if you could jump up a wall.
Cool.
And like it's like in stages. It's like a half pipe.
Yeah.
You run up. Only the half pipe starts at 12 feet.
Okay.
And it goes to 16, and then it goes to 18.
Nice. Feet.
And it's one of those times where I'm like, I wish I were taller.
you could cheat.
Yeah, because I saw the guys who were like 6 feet, at least 6 feet, and I'm like, man, the extent. Like, granted, they still have to do a pretty like. Aggressive run at it, mm-hmm. and they have to have a pretty good jump, but when I see their full extension, I'm like, ah, oh.
Come on.
Yeah, because I tried to do it on the tallest one. I whiffed. Like, I missed it by like a half a foot, but I knew that, like, if
you had those extra inches,
yeah, I would make it.
All right.
And it's one thing just to make it to hang on the ledge. It's another thing to pull yourself up.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, so this is the place where, like, when you're watching, like, video games, especially, like, I don't know how Nathan Drake does half the shit he does. Because I tried doing all that shit, and it's like, this is so exhausting. All
right.
Just hang in there.
It's just that fit.
Yeah. And it's just, wow. You got to be real fit to do that kind of shit.
You got to be a treasure hunter.
Yeah. I did all these. There's, you know what the salmon ladder is?
Yep.
So they had that there.
Explain that for people who might not know.
So for people, okay, so the salmon ladder is essentially, if you've ever seen someone do a pull-up on a pull-up bar, it's like that.
Yeah.
Only you can remove the pull-up bar, and there's hooks to make the, so you can put the pull-up bar even higher.
So you launch yourself from
yes,
the pull-up.
Yes, yes. And you just keep launching and launching and launching until you're eventually up in the air.
That's ridiculous.
And then if you want to, like, really, really be cool, parallel to it is another set. That you can swing onto. Like, you could swing the bar off the one you're on.
Oh, my God.
And then you just clunk onto the other side.
I imagine you're getting up pretty high.
Oh, you are getting up very high.
What happens if you fall?
So, at the bottom is, like, a parachute bag.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it for the most part, it breaks your fall.
Yeah.
But if you fall awkwardly, you could still hurt yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And the bar itself, the actual pull-up bar, is attached on rope so that it doesn't fall on you.
Okay.
So you're okay. But it was one of those moments where, like, I really had to, like, psych myself. Because I was, like, I always wanted to try it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I do pull-ups regularly, but, like, this looks like a tough.
Oh, I do pull-ups regularly. Yeah,
but this shit looks like, it looks tough. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I saw all these, like, bros.
Yeah.
Just doing it. And I'm like, okay, well.
Time to show you up, bro.
And I was like, man, I kind of want to. And the person I was with is like, she's like, you can do it. Just do it.
And you're like,
oh. And I was like, oh.
She's now
like,
I got to do it.
She's like, come on, just do it. I'm like, fuck. So she told me to. Oh, crap. I guess I have to now.
Pussy.
Yeah, I was like, shit. So I went down there. And I can't remember the last time I did this, but I was like, yo, what's up, bro? And I started fist bumping people there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they're like, yo.
Absolute degenerate.
I know. And then they're like, yo, you ever do the muscle? You ever do the salmon? I'm like, not at all. Give me some tips, man. And they were telling me what to do. And I'm like, all right.
Is that how the conversation went? Like, yo, bro, you ever do this before?
Yeah,
man, was it first time here? I'll see you around.
That's what I said. I'm like, this is my first time. I got no idea. I don't even know if I can do it. He's like, yo, can you do a muscle up? I'm like, not really. He's like, don't worry. All you need to do is explosive pull-ups. He's like, just think about when you want to get your head over the bar and then just add a bit more. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll try that.
Wow.
And he's like, here, you go first. And I'm like, okay, let's try this. I did it. First time.
Yeah.
All the way to the top. And then the person I was with, I heard her. She's like, jump to the next one. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I swung.
Mm-hmm.
Clipped in.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had too much momentum. And I just fucking flipped and whiffed. And then...
Did you fall on the bag at least?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. But it was one of those moments
where... The way, like, I'm imagining this is, like, when you turn around to hook onto the other one,
yeah,
you're, like, 20 feet in the air.
Yeah, it's like 15 feet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's far. Like, it is a fall and a half. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, but it was fun. Like, it was such a fun place. They had a ball pit. The ball pit went up to my face when I was standing.
Amazing.
Like, it's like when you get in there, you cannot move. And then we ended up just doing like all these crazy flips and shit into the ball pit.
Is it a ball pit or a foam pit?
It's a ball pit.
Do they have foam pits?
No. That's at the trampoline place, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, it was a good place to test out my athleticism. But yeah, I definitely got hurt a lot. There's blood everywhere.
Cool.
Like, by the end of the day, like, I had blood dripping down my hand and my leg. And medics.
Battle scars, bro.
Yeah, medics are on call to be like, we'll wrap you up. Get some. You know what the toughest part of my day was?
What?
I had all these open cuts, right? And they're like, we got to clean this with alcohol.
Yeah.
And you know how that shit burns.
Oh, yeah, it burns like a motherfucker.
Yeah. And so, okay, so the context is, if you guys haven't figured out, I was on a date. And the girl was like, she's very good with, like, medical stuff. Right? Mm-hmm. And she's, I'll clean up this cut for you. But she knew it was going to sting. Mm-hmm. And it took all my being not to cry.
Not to be like, you motherfucking...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just had to, like, stonewall my face.
What? You couldn't even, like, express any sort of emotion?
Like pain? No, I was just like, yeah, there it is.
Oh, you fucking...
There it is.
Bitch.
Like, there it is. I was like... And she's like, wow.
You're taking this really well.
She's like, you're not stinging. I'm like, no, it's the worst pain in my life.
This really hurts.
So I was like, it really hurts, but, I'm not going to cry in front of you, right?
And did, like, you actually say that out loud?
No, in my head, that's what I'm thinking. No. In my head, I'm thinking, like, I'm not going to start crying now. But, like, my God, it was so painful. Like, I forgot that rubbing alcohol in an open wound is not fun.
It's disinfectant.
Oh, my God. It was. Yeah.
Next time, just cauterize that shit. Just set that shit on
Fire. Where am I getting this flame from?
Lighter?
No.
Zippo?
No. You need, like, a torch.
No, just Zippo, like, get... I don't know. If you're with that girl, get, like, a ring of hers. And then, like, Zippo the ring.
Oh, no, 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 no! No!
Just brand it.
No. But no, it was so fun. I totally recommend, if you're in the area, check it out.
Or if there's something near you
that is like that. Yeah, like, this place is $20. And
all day.
All day.
Sick.
You won't need all day. I think, like, the average time is like 2 hours.
And you're like, I want to die.
Yeah, because by the end, it was kind of like, okay, we're dead. That's the day over.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, it was so much fun.
Nice.
So definitely try it out. So this, what else did I do? The anime season has come to the end.
Yeah.
Demon Slayer is over. We talked about the movie coming.
Yeah, you finished Demon Slayer?
Yeah, it was good. I will say, like,
the... it's amazing. That's like, it's fine.
Like, it was amazing, but, like, make no mistake, the highest points come at episode 20.
Okay.
And the last six episodes are kind of like a slow... It's like a training montage into the next... Building up into the next arc.
Okay.
So, like, even though it ends, you know it's...
There's still more.
Yeah. So that was good.
You finished Fire Force?
I did.
How's that?
That was good, too.
Shit.
Just... The thing about Fire Force is, like, you know that this show is moving slower.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that there's a lot to it. Okay. Like, you know, like... At some point, you're going to have to make that decision, like, do I hang on to this? Because My Hero's coming back, and mm-hmm. it's like, is this really going to be something that's going to stand with everyone else?
Is Fire Force something that's going to be back immediately next season?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But, like, there's only so many shonens I can hang on to.
And I definitely want to see the fight that's going to come up in the next
in Demon season. Slayer?
My Hero.
Yeah, see? And, like, yeah, My Hero is starting up, I think, next week.
Yeah.
So, between My Hero and, like, Demon Slayer, like, I think I have my, like, slots filled.
Okay.
So, we'll see what happens with Fire Force. The Dumbbells You Lift?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good anime.
And you finished a lot of anime.
That's a good anime.
Is that over?
I don't know if it's over, but I know the season's over. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The manga might go farther, but...
Yeah. So, that's good. And then the last thing was I continued watching the Korean drama Hwarang.
Why?
It's so, so good.
You have anything else to add to that?
Boys are so pretty.
Oh, I forgot. I mentioned it earlier in the show, but I watched Terrace House.
Yeah, and?
I watched episode
one. Were you able to get through it?
I watched episode one.
Yeah.
And I watched a quarter of episode two.
And you had to stop.
It's so boring. This is like, I now understand why the favorite part of the show for you is the
commentators.
The commentators.
Yeah.
Like, but the thing is I just want that in real life.
Oh, like you want people to talk
with. I want, this is a show I can't watch by myself.
Oh, yeah. You gotta watch. Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm watching it by myself and I'm just like, things are happening. But there's, like, nothing, there's no one I can be like, oh, this character does this, this character, like, I can't believe they did this, blah, 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 right? And especially in the beginning episodes,
yeah.
There's absolutely
nothing.
Zero yeah. drama! Like, yeah. Absolutely nothing! There's that one girl who's just like, oh, I hope that none of us are compatible, because that would cause too many issues. And it's like, oh, you know, she's got the most drama.
She's got the most baggage.
She's got the most baggage. Come on.
Yeah, and I think that you're right. That is like the double-edged sword, right? Like, the more, like, because it's real life drama doesn't happen instantly.
Yeah.
It happens over time, yeah. Like a long time.
And I guess that's the difference between American reality and Japanese reality.
Yeah.
Which is like, American reality tries to create drama immediately.
Yeah.
It's like, welcome to Big Brother. We put 100 people in 2 bedrooms.
Yeah.
How will they last?
Yeah.
Right? And it's like,
yeah.
Oh, shit. Of course you're going to be in a stressful situation because you just put 17 people in one room.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But in this one, it's like, no, we gave you decent living conditions. We gave you just enough roommates to have a discussion.
Yeah.
And hopefully something happens. That's what I think the show is. The show is, I hope something happens. Like, every season is like, oh, please cause something. Just anything.
Yeah. No, that you're right. That is, like, yeah. But I do like the commentators. Because it's definitely like, because when you do watch it by yourself, that's what the commentators are there for, right?
Yeah,
they're just
yeah.
like. Do they validate my opinions or are they going to come at a different angle or like, yeah.
Oh, but yeah, Terrace House is a thing that exists.
Cool.
I don't know if I'll watch more. It was good for listening practice.
Like, oh, because they talk like
hearing conversational regular... and like there's some slang in there. I didn't know. Like that was cool.
Yeah.
Right. And then sometimes I'd look away, but then I'd hear them talk and I could like understand a portion of the sentence.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, fuck. I'm learning.
Yeah. That's good.
So that was cool. But yeah, it's definitely not a show I could just like 100% attention by myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I tried.
I tried my best.
Hey, it's okay. I don't blame you.
Why are you gonna do that, man? I told you my like deepest secrets and you threw them in my face.
Yeah, I know. Cool.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. That's it for us. Mm-hmm. So next week we'll be talking about Joker.
Hopefully. Yep, hopefully.
And
yeah, send in your questions. Just keep a lookout for Anime Club. I got a hold of the Twitter again, so hopefully I'll be posting more episodes of that when they go up.
Vincent. Did I put them up?
Did they?
I know the audio ones are up. They're on my phone.
Did the video ones go up? Because those are the only ones I post.
Oh. I can't remember. Maybe not. Okay, I'll put that up. I know the audio ones are up, though. Okay. All right, then. Thanks for listening.
Bye.